Editor's note. The accompanying video contains language which may be unsuitable for some readers. A man was sent to hospital last night with serious head injuries, leading to a heavy police presence at a residential complex on Georgian Drive in Barrie's northeast end. Two men were arrested after officers with the Barrie Police Tactical Unit entered one of the units. At 8:25 p.m., Barrie Police responded to a report of a physical altercation taking place in a unit located at 306 Georgian Drive, known as Foundry Georgian, that involved several males. When police arrived, Simcoe County paramedics were tending to a male in the driveway area of the building after he had sustained a serious head injury. The victim was immediately transported to nearby Royal Victoria Regional Health Center, RVH, for what Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon called non-life-threatening injuries. As the on-scene investigation into the assault continued, police say they were able to determine where the suspects were located and went to that unit within the same complex. A video obtained by Barrie Today shows the Barrie Police Tactical Unit breaking down the door where the two suspects were believed to be. Two men were taken into custody without incident. Both suspects were then transported to Barrie Police Headquarters for further investigation. Two Barrie men, aged 18 and 24, have been charged with assault. The 18-year-old accused has also been charged with assault with a weapon, assault causing bodily harm, mischief under $5,000, and two counts of failure to comply with an undertaking. Both men remain in custody and were scheduled to appear by video this morning for bail hearings. Leon told Barrie Today he understands why people would be concerned after seeing the heavy police presence at the residential complex Thursday night, but said there was no danger to others. There was a canine unit out for tracking purposes last night and certainly a heavy police presence at the location, he said. It was isolated in nature and there was no threat to other residents, but we totally understand the concern when seeing that many police officers and members of the tactical unit.